Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We have Dr. Gary Wood, who's bringing us a witness of having gone to heaven and come back. He died, and that's an amazing story you'll hear tomorrow about his healing. But while he was in heaven, Jesus gave him some signs that we would see when his return is imminent. So what were those signs, Gary?
Well, number one was a spirit of restoration. And we talked yesterday about getting ready to have people that perhaps you've offended or offended you, and they're going to come and ask your forgiveness in relationships, and there's going to be restoration in finances that have been stolen from you. Number two, and this is really powerful, is that he said there would be a release of a spirit of prayer, and he taught me how to pray. He said, always pray this way. It is written. So I always try to do that. I try to find a scripture and base my prayer on scripture. Sometimes I write it out. If not, I memorize the scripture. But it is written, and then I can claim it is finished. He showed me earth, and earth was circled by three rings. And there was evil spirits, and these evil spirits were targeting people to deceive them. And it would cause the people to lie. They would cause them to do harmful things, cheat, steal, commit adultery, do all kinds of things against each other. And I saw when people got into they weren't in unity. I saw that it increased the activity of this demonic warfare. And when we would pray, the more prayer of faith that was offered, the demons would retreat. And there's so much demonic activity in certain areas because there's very little prayer. Now, you come to Prayer Mountain, you come to Branson, Missouri, you walk around, people wearing Christian T-shirts, people are saying, praise the Lord, people are playing Christian music in almost every single store. Why? Because you got Prayer Mountain up here, and you got people all over the world praying, and you got people that aren't ashamed. You know, they've dropped the barriers of the denomination, and they're just rallying around the fact of let's have a breakthrough and get the spirit of revival to fall upon our nation once again. So he showed me warrior angels that come whenever we get in unity. The key is unity.
I believe
when
it.
Two people get in one accord, nothing can stop what God wants to move and do in that region or in that area. And when these people got into unity, then our prayers went up like sharp barbed arrows. It was like a bow, and they were shot up. And these demons would be like swarms of flies. And when it hit, when the prayers of the people in unity hit, those demon forces, they would burst asunder. And then the light would prevail and open up and shine through. And then God's power would be poured out. So the more we read the Word, the more we stand on the Word and decree and declare the Word and pray the Word, the more and get in unity, the more the forces of darkness have to leave. They've got to go. So the only thing that's going to help our nation is the spirit of prayer. And God is calling and putting on people more and more. You, of course, are leading this giant effort, and we're moving through to operate in that spirit of prayer. Number three, God said there's going to be supernatural release of miracles. Now, Billy, I've seen everything. I've seen people healed of AIDS. I can give testimony of people healed of AIDS. I can say nothing's impossible with God.
No.
The greatest thing in your life is a miracle, especially when you need one. People say, well, I don't understand miracles. Well, there's a lot of things I don't understand.
Who understands anything?
I don't understand. In fact, when we walked up here, I told Dina, I said, how in the world? I don't see a tower around here. I said, how are they doing this radio program that's touching the whole world? Well, I'm sitting here in your office, and we're talking to this little microphone, and there's a little machine down here. I still don't understand it, okay?
I don't understand.
But I want to hear from all of you all over the world to let me know that
give
you
give the witness that got out
witness
there.
That you heard what I have to say. And so my point is simply this. If you're just waiting to be able to figure everything out, you're not going to be able to understand it. There's a group of intercessors. I've got to go back on this in just a moment in the prayer realm, but it goes with the miracles too, in Shiprock, New Mexico. And they recently came to my good friend, Pastor Fred Hall, who pastors the Nene Christian Center there. And they said, Pastor, we would like to go, and there's a section of highway called Highway 666. It starts in Gallup, New Mexico, goes all the way to up into Arizona. It's Highway 666. Been there since I was a kid. I'm 61 years old now. I remember it all this time. Anyway, the pastor said, okay, go ahead. You have my permission. Well, here's what these intercessors did. They went every mile. I'm talking hundreds of miles. They would stop on the mile marker. They'd take oil. They'd pour the oil on the mile marker. They'd pray in tongues. They'd bind the demonic spirits because people were killed on that highway. It's the number one death trap.
Really?
In that area. Oh, yeah. That's what it people just killed. And so they went out to bind that spirit of death. And all of a sudden, the pastor had thought about doing some things, maybe legally and everything, but he just backed off and he waited. At the 1st of January, they came and they announced in the newspaper, the legislation met in New Mexico, they canceled the number 666. It says in the newspaper, 666, no longer in existence, no more. And they changed the number of the highway. I want to say 492 or something like that. Anyway, it's changed. No longer is it the death highway. It's the life highway. Glory to God. So
praise
see,
God.
That's what is going to be transpiring. God spoke to me and said, get ready for the greatest season of harvest that the world has ever seen. He said this to me. He said, it's time for my people to become drunk with expectancy and excitement instead of staying sober with doubt and unbelief. Now, one of the greatest miracles is my daughter Angel, and you know my daughter.
Yes,
she's born mentally retarded when my precious wife fell on her stomach and carrying her in her early stages of pregnancy, and it damaged a frontal lobal area of my daughter's brain, and doctors said she'd never achieve over a third grade level mentality. These are papers right here from the University of Texas. You can see them, and they clearly indicate, and they say here, all things she'll never be able to do. And they said you couldn't tell her three things in a row, and she remembered those things. Well, my daughter has a master's degree in Bible theology.
Yes, she does.
And she has more scriptures committed to memory than anybody I know. And she'll correct you in a moment if you say the wrong scripture. But God totally touched her and healed her. She learned to read by reading the Bible. That's how she learned to read. Then she got baptized in the Holy Ghost. And Dean and I would get called to the school, and here's how it would come down. They'd say, Mr. and Ms. Wood, your daughter speaks a strange language. We've never heard it. We speak Spanish, French, German. She speaks a strange language. I said, well, what happens? They said, she closes her eyes. She kind of begins to mumble and speak this language. And I said, yeah. What happens then? They said, well, she opens her eyes and she gets the answers to the questions that we've asked her. I go, duh. Isn't that what it's all about? Don't even have to have a doctor's degree to figure that one out. Hallelujah. I mean, the Holy Ghost, the teacher, began to reveal to her. You know, she prays, she studies, she prays, and then she begins to ask the Holy Ghost and he reveals her the answers. Well, the Lord spoke to me and he said, tell the people that I'm coming quickly. I saw the golden trumpet there, which is a shofar. That's what it is. That's the trump
that's going to be blown.
That I think it's going to be probably Michael. It's going to be one of the archangels. It's going to blow the trumpet. Jesus will receive the word from his Father, and the trumpet will sound. We're going to be caught up in a moment. We're going to be leaving this world. We're going to the marriage supper of the Lamb. I believe in the rapture of the church. We're going to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We'll spend 1,000 years there. Then we're going to come back, and we're going to rule and reign on this earth. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. The Lord said it that and our pastor taught on this first of the year. This is the season of acceleration. Now, people that like maybe here, they're listening to us, they're just getting born again. You're going to get imparted to you things that Dr. Billy and I maybe took years to understand, okay? And you're going to have these things come quicker than we've had. God's not playing games anymore. People are supposed to search their heart, God said. He said, said there's going to be people that are going to dabble around in sin, and they're going to think that they can get away with it, but they're not. And God's going to expose it, and because they're not getting right with God, they're headed straight for shipwreck. God said that it's important that we wake up. We got to have an intimate relationship with Him. He said, seek me first every day. He said, I'm going to give you instructions. I'm going to empower you. I'm going to send you out to a hurting world. Within the person of the Holy Spirit lies the anointing. That means the more you and I are possessed by the Holy Spirit, and the more we yield to the power of the Holy Spirit, the more the anointing is released out of us. I'm believing, Billy, when I walk, people, my shadow falls on people and they get healed. That's what I'm believing for.
Was that something that was told you in heaven?
That was told me in heaven.
Within
the person of the Holy Spirit, lies the anointing. So we're to enter into intimacy with Him. And He said when we enter in that intimacy, He's going to empower us. And we must be diligent to pursue what He has spoken unto us. And He said this, I want to share this real quickly. The end time last spirit that's going to prevail and work against the church is the Jezebel spirit. And He said, in the last days, the evil one would release false doctrines and cause people to operate in false motives. He said, a political spirit of manipulation and witchcraft will seek to control people through deceit and lies. So we must operate in discernment to know the truth. Now, the number one spirit that's going to come against us in this last day is the number one spirit we must operate in is discernment, because there's going to be great deception. Jesus said that'd be the cardinal sign of the end time, would be deception. I saw in heaven where Israel would be rebirthed and become a nation. And in 1948, that's exactly what happened.
You saw that before?
I saw that when I was in heaven.
Was 66. You were in heaven. It had already happened.
It already happened, but I saw it. But I didn't know that. He's just sharing it. I didn't know it and understand
it. You didn't know that it happened.
I didn't know that it happened.
You were 18.
I was 18. I didn't know anything about it. He showed me that. He said there's going to be scoffers in this last day. They're going to be denying the coming of Christ. You know, people are saying, oh, you preachers, you always talked about the coming of Jesus. Well, He hadn't come. One of the number one things is the weather. Look at the weather.
Oh, man.
You could preach a long time.
Did He say anything to you about that in heaven?
Yes.
What did He say?
Well, He said there's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be pestilences. He said all these things are going to transpire upon the earth, indicating that the earth is getting ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are diseases right now that there are no cures for. I mean, there's something you can get called scars, and you can sneeze on a plane. Everybody on a plane gets this thing. And God's telling us, you've got to depend on me.
He's giving us signs.
He's saying, you've got to trust me. You've got to stay in the shadow of the Almighty, Psalm 91. And so I want to urge everybody to do that and be protected by His covering.
He's a sign-giving God. And Gary, you're a sign.
Yes, ma'am.
And praise the Lord. You can read more about that sign in his book, A Place Called Heaven by Dr. Gary Wood. We're going to give you his address. Gary Wood, Box 1649, Sugar Land, Texas, 77487. That's Sugarland, Texas, 77487, Box 1649. Or you can go on GaryWoodMinistries.com. And so we've got one more day.
Amen.
And tomorrow He's got to get Him healed and tell about the miracle of
Amen.
His being alive. You can watch these on archives at BillyBrim.org, or you can listen on the radio. Okay, this is everyone here, and we're all saying today, Shalom, Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.